B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy Football Friday. That's right. We're live. Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, New Jersey. We get ready for the big one. This is it. A monster. Eagles and Patriots. You know, it's funny because all week long, I've been feeling scared and a little down about the game. But you guys, it's like everywhere I turn, I find optimism. Now, I don't know if that's just the universe working. Because sometimes you unwittingly crave something. And the universe gives it to you. And so, I being afraid of the Patriots, everywhere I turn, every person I talk to, they feel great about the game. And it's had a good effect on me. It's had a good impact on me. I'm not ready to proclaim a victory, but I'm feeling much better about the game than I did on Monday. See, here's the thing. And here's where I was coming from. I remember watching the game. There's a lasting image in my mind as I'm watching the Patriots and the Ravens. And I'm looking at the game, we're watching the Ravens run all up and down on the Patriots. So the one thing the Patriots, that Belichick takes immense pride in, is knowing the game, right? Is playing smart football, especially on defense. So as you're watching the Ravens pull out all the stops, to play what they were doing, to play them the right way, you have to play assignment football. And the Patriots failed at assignment football. And so you're watching it, and you're seeing the chunks of yards go to Baltimore, and they cut to Belichick, right? They cut to Belichick. And there is the face. He makes one of these ridiculous faces, a face of anger. And all of a sudden, I see the face of anger, and I go, uh-oh. And I immediately thought, oh, my God, what about that game? That's going to be outrageous. That game's going to be, uh-oh. And so that was where my first thought went. And so I've had this lingering image of an angry Belichick, and I started to fear him. But everybody's right. When everybody ran into this week saying, look, they can be run on, they're not that good, they're a part of the schedule. Now, I think they're obviously a good team, but they really haven't played anybody. And you can run on that team. And Brady isn't really the Brady that we all fear. I mean, he's still Tom, but the weapons aren't there. There's no Josh Gordon. There's no Antonio Brown. His receivers are fairly ordinary. They haven't had great, great success running the ball. That was part of the issue over the last month. They couldn't run it against Baltimore. So all that, I mean, makes me feel a little bit better about the game, and I'm curious about how you guys feel about it. And it's funny because we're here at Chickies and Pete's, we're talking about the Eagles and Patriots. That Brown-Steelers brawl, oh, man, that was nasty last night. So they're replaying it because we have the TVs everywhere. And I still can't believe Myles Garrett. He's ripping Mason Rudolph's helmet off, right? He's carrying around the helmet, and then he just tries to whack him with it. I mean, that was insane. Good morning, Judas.
Hello, Anthony. How are we today?
I'm better than I was all week long.
You're coming over to the bright side.
When it comes to the game. I'm still not, I'm not ready to proclaim a win, but I could use some more positivity. I could use some more Eagle chants everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Today's a good day for it because it's going to be the Super Bowl rematch, and once more, Doug Peterson's going to make Bill Belichick his bitch. That's all.
Cause that's bad, man. You can't be saying that.
Love
you,
Doug.
You can't be saying that.
Doug Peterson had 2 weeks. I know Bill had 2 weeks too, but Doug Peterson had 2 weeks to figure out how to work this offense without DeSean Jackson and to really hone in on this ground game. And everybody's healthier. The offensive line's a little healthier. I love it. I love this matchup for the Eagles this weekend.
Well, you're making me even more scared now. Like you're having the opposite impact as you bluster.
As I boast.
You're all bluster right now.
I'm chesty.
Yeah, I don't know why you would be chesty. I mean, they still are the Patriots.
Yeah, they're still the Patriots who lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. The fact that he feels like he owes the Eagles. And it's after a bye. Don't make me go the other way. By your bravado, you're going to make me go the other way.
My overconfidence?
Yeah, don't be overconfident. Just give me sound. Like, I need sound reasoning. Can we come up with 15 reasons why the Eagles will win the game?
Okay. We'll get to work on the 15 reasons.
I mean, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, I'm going to shoot for 10.
Can the Patriots give you 15 reasons?
All right, well, let's do this. Let's create the ledger. All right? And we'll go 10 and 10. 10 reasons why it's a certainty the Eagles win. 10 reasons why the Patriots will win. And then we'll see who has the better ledger.
Okay.
Which side of the ledger is more impressive? How's that?
You got to put one down right away for the Eagles. Home field advantage. And you know those crazy Eagles fans down there who are going to be tailgating at 8 in the morning for this 4:25 kickoff are going to be nuts. And it's going to be home field against that Patriots team, Super Bowl rematch. You know they're going to be extra juice this weekend.
Yeah, I like that. I do it without a doubt. The home field's real. And the crowd's going to be insane.
And then for us at home, you know I can't wait for this. Can't hear Nance, Romo.
Hello, friends.
Getting you set for the game.
Lincoln Financial Field.
I feel like the CBS music is underrated.
I agree. I like the CBS broadcast. I like it a lot. It's funny because there's a lot of people have them last. But because they're AFC.
Yes, so we're not used to them.
We're not. Yeah, we don't have a lot. It's funny because, you know, we're Fox people because we're NFC. And the Patriots are, you know, they're AFC. When you think of CBS, don't you think of Patriots, Steelers?
Oh, yeah.
Chiefs?
Steelers, Ravens.
Right. But you think of NFC, you know, it's more close to your heart.
Yeah, America's game of the week, Eagles, Cowboys.
Right, exactly. All right, we got a lot to get to. Did you see that fight last night? Oh, my God.
Dude, what is he doing?
What
are you doing?
Out of his mind, lost it. Completely lost it. I mean, like, he's looking to maim him.
I saw a few people
if he connects in a big way. Oh.
I saw a few people on Twitter trying to defend Myles Garrett saying, well, look at his side. Mason Rudolph was, like, kicking him in the groin. Okay, yeah, Mason Rudolph was being a little punk down there. You don't take the man's helmet off and then hit him with it. Come on, man.
If he connected, that would Mason Rudolph's head would have popped off his shoulders. Been rolling down the field.
It's assault, brother.
It's assault. That was nasty game last night. By the way, Browns by double digits.
Yeah, you hit that.
He told the people that. Look, I'm watching it again right now. He just, ba-boom. Now, it's luckily, Mason Rudolph, he didn't hit him clean. And he was able to withstand it. That was nasty. It's always good seeing that when it's not your team, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You can take some glee in it. We'll do it. All right, we got the Friday Five. The winner of the Friday Five today will get you a $100 Primo gift card. You know, when you're watching a game, man, you got to watch with the Primos. Not just a hoagie, it's a Primo, primohoagies.com. So we'll give you the five coming up. And then a little bit later today, Jason Avant will join us. And Tim McManus will join us. And I need Eagle chants today. Like, we got to get nuts today. I need, and the first question of Friday Five is a Super Bowl moment, so we'll get into it. It's kind of off of where you started yesterday. But I need Eagle chants. Like, we got to get nuts. I want to hear Eagle chants everywhere. We, you know, it's been kind of quiet this season. Like, we started out hot, and then all of a sudden it's kind of gone down a little bit. We've been a little subdued. We got to ratchet it back up today.
Well, earlier this week, we had the great one from Ben in Montgomeryville. Like, that got me juiced up and ready to go for more.
It was very good. But you know what I'm saying? Like, early in the season, we couldn't wait. Like, before the season started, people were E-A-G-L-E-S-ing through the supermarkets. Time to get back to that. Monster game. All right, here's the number, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. We're live today at Chickies and Pete's. Love some Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, the Marlton location. So come on by, hang out. And don't forget, Chickies and Pete's, all you can eat, Chickies, wings, and world-famous crab fries every Monday starting at 6 o'clock, just $19.99. Tuesdays, you can enjoy Pete's Taco Tuesdays for just $6.99, plus daily ice-cold draft beer, drink specials, and, of course, Wednesdays, the Feast of the 2 pounds of mouth-watering crabs. For just $34.95. Always something happening here at Chickies and Pete's. We'll come back. I look forward to talking to you guys. I want to hear chants. And I want you guys to continue to help us with the ledger. The 10-10. And then hopefully the Eagles will come out on top. All right, let's see. You know, life sometimes happens and you need an attorney. So you go, you look around, you're going, all right, well, what do I got to do? But here's the deal. You need a lawyer to quarterback your case that is local. You want a local firm that's born and raised in Philadelphia with a team of highly experienced lawyers who answer your call right away, who brawl for you in court. That's why my boys at Defino Law, they're the team for you. Vince and Mike Defino, I grew up with the guys. They're awesome, great, no-nonsense guys, wonderful lawyers. They hit hard for their clients. They're right on Broad Street with a loyal local team of heavy-hitting attorneys that tackle the tough issues, get the most for their clients. You call Defino Law, forget about it. You're going to be sitting talking to a real lawyer right away. You're not going to be referred to some through like the assembly line, some strange office with a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people all over Philadelphia. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, slip and fall, a loved one who was a victim of a wrongful death, an estate or criminal matter, get to know Defino Law. Here's the number. 215-551-9099 and let it read.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Woo!
All right, 23. Live at Chickies and Pete's, Marlton, New Jersey. Don't forget Football Friday, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. So we got my man here. Bro, what's your name again? Nicky, that's right. So Nick, who is the engineer for today, he's in one of the newer engineers. And he's a great dude. He came in. But he's wearing an Oklahoma hoodie. Right? Tunis?
What?
He's wearing an Oklahoma hoodie. Now, who's Oklahoma play on Saturday, tomorrow?
I don't know. Who does Oklahoma?
You don't know.
No.
They're playing Baylor.
Oh. Uh-oh.
All right? Now, who do we love?
Oh, we love Matt Rhule, of course.
So, So the best is, so Nick's in here with his Oklahoma hoodie. I go, yo, dude, Baylor's going to wreck on the ball. You know, I'm chirping the whole thing. So Abbott, like literally 2 seconds later during the break, a text comes to me and Baldy, and it's Matt Rhule. And he says, because when he was on with us one time, do you remember when Jason Peters got thrown out for protecting Nick Foles? Nick Foles got attacked.
Yeah, was his name Chris Thompson?
Yes. Yes. So Matt goes, last night shows you why got to defend the quarterback. And he's right. He's right. You got to defend the quarterback at all costs.
I'm on board. I completely agree.
All right. Well,
Miles Garrett.
Did you find that ironic?
What, the hoodie? Oh, him wearing the Oklahoma hoodie and you getting the text that day or this morning?
I mean, it happened 2 minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Matt, out of the blue, who's busy preparing for Oklahoma, the fact that Nick, like, of all things, why would you wear an Oklahoma hoodie?
I mean, he must be a fan.
Right? So he wears an Oklahoma hoodie, and then the coach of Baylor who's playing him texts me literally within seconds.
That's very ironic.
To talk about
coincidence.
You don't believe that? See, I believe in the universe. I'm a big believer in the universe, dude.
I do too.
No, you're not. You're not. You're not a believer.
I am.
No, you're not.
By the way, Chris Baker, my apologies, not Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson, also on the Redskins, but a running back.
That's right, Chris Baker. That's exactly it. No, but you're not a believer in the universe. Like, I was trying to tell you that I need the universe to give me hope for Sunday. And all week long, the universe delivered. Like, that's not a coincidence.
I'm in on the universe. What, you think I'm out in the universe?
You're out in the universe. You got no ear.
I'm in my own universe.
You're out. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Oh, Dags is going to wait a second. Let's go to Andrew. I can't start the show with a Patriots fan. I can't do it. In good conscience. I got to go to Andrew. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Anthony, happy Friday, my friend.
All right, so this is more the universe speaking again. So Dags was the first one to call, right? Dags is a Patriots fan who lives up in Bethlehem. Now, Andrew, your brother is who?
Is Boston hater Matt.
Right. Now, are you telling me that's a coincidence?
Anthony, the stars have aligned.
That's right. The universe.
And that's what happened. Right, you sit there and you go, serendipity is real, and I am extremely confident about Sunday's matchup. What is driving
good,
my?
Good, I need to hear this stuff.
It's mostly gut, if that makes any sense at all. Okay, because I'm looking at this game, and originally at the start of the year, I had this game down as a loss. As we get closer and closer and closer to the game, for some reason, my confidence is peaking, okay? You guys were talking earlier in the week about how Roe and Doug were heavily involved working with the wide receivers.
Yes.
Okay? Which is not a usual occurrence. Let's face facts. Okay, so I look and I go from what I saw out of Doug, and I'm going to say Roe as well, right? In the Bills game and the Bears game. Okay, I think that they are getting extremely creative, right? And I think their play calling has improved drastically. Okay, and I just think he's going to outsmart the hoodie. And the hoodie's going to sit there with that ugly, smug look on his face, right? And Tom Brady is going to sit there. Now, he's going to make some plays, Anthony. He's going to make some plays, right? But the universe does come full circle. And I'm sorry, but when you knock a girl up, right, and then you leave her for a supermodel, okay, which is what that Tom Brady did, the universe comes back and bites you in the ass. And Tom Brady's going to get bit in the ass this weekend.
Birds I love it. I love it, Andrew.
Anthony, I am getting just talking to you right now. I'm getting hair standing up on my arm.
Come on, Andrew.
Anthony, for that fellow sitting up there in the Lehigh Valley, okay? All right, if you want to go to Boston, you want that gray, ugly winter, you want that snow, all right, you can go there, all right? Because you live in a beautiful part of the country, and you should be ashamed of yourself for rooting for the Patriots. So here's what I got to say to you, pal. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yay! I love it! Take that, Dags! What's up, Dags?
What's going on?
What's going on, Dags?
I don't know. I just want to know, is it still better to win one Super Bowl and have fun than win seven and have to work at it? I just want to know if you guys are still like playing that one.
that's a touche right there.
And when everybody asks you, they say, hey, what about the Super Bowl? You know what my answer is?
What's that?
Which one? I do think it's going to be a close game, though. I do. I think it's going to be a lot closer than my compadres up there think, because, you know, maybe I'm surrounded by this green wave, but I'm looking at 31-28 or like 31-24, either way.
It's a lot of points, though. I mean, you think these teams...
I think there's going to be a lot of points. I do. I think the Patriots are going to score.
Let's talk about the Patriots offense.
Last time we played, we never punted. And he threw for 505 yards.
Right, but you had Gronkowski and Brandon Cooks, neither of which will be here.
Brandon Cooks got knocked out in the first quarter, and Gronkowski was hurt.
Second quarter, yeah, but Gronkowski dominated the whole second half. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he's hurt.
Doesn't matter. He dominated the whole second half.
That's true. Okay, continue.
And you don't have Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon? You kidding me? He wasn't on that team, and he's horrible.
No. I'm talking about this year.
I'm not worried about Josh Gordon.
Okay, listen. Other than Edelman, who you got?
We got Sanu. We got Edelman. Sanu. We got Brady. We got White.
Okay, well, but who's Brady's weapons? You got Edelman. That's it. Who else?
We got me. We got me hoping for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're crazy with the 34, 31, 31, 28.
A lot of points in this game. I think there's going to be a ton.
And the Super Bowl was in a dome. You're outside, windy link.
Brady loves the
field. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a lot of points for either team. I don't know how the Eagles would score four touchdowns against the Patriots.
Well, that's what you got to hope for. The Patriots are going to score 28 points plus. They're going to score four touchdowns and then throw your field goals and your lover on top. We are scoring a touchdown a quarter. Period. So you have to find a way.
You got to worry about Cox.
Who's going to stop them? Your secondary?
Hey, by the way, again, it's not like you got world-class receivers. You got James White White leaking out of the backfield.
We got the four.
That's the offense.
You got Brady and Belichick, the receivers. We just score points. When have we ever had receivers?
Hey, by the way, how'd you do against Buffalo? How'd the offense do against Buffalo?
Buffalo's got a great defense. You're comparing your defense to Buffalo?
Really? They have a great defense? The Eagles dominated the Buffalo defense.
Hey, I'm not saying anything about the Eagles offense. I'm just saying
I think it's more of a I'm a Bills guy because I like Sean McDermott a ton. He's a dear friend, but they're not there yet. And that defense isn't a great defense; it's a good defense.
Hey, I like the Bills. There's only been two stadiums I've ever been afraid in: Veterans and Buffalo Stadium.
Those two stadiums
I've ever walked in and been afraid.
Veterans Stadium. Where are you watching the game at, Dax? Home or?
I'm watching it at home, protected by walls and security.
Oh, I love you. You're hysterical. Dags, always a pleasure, brother. What's that?
Always a pleasure. Hope nobody gets hurt, and I hope we have a good game.
That sounds good, buddy. Take it easy, right. Dags. Enjoy it, man. That's Dags from Boston.
I don't need that. Get out. Get out, Dags.
Do you see a high-scoring game, too?
No. The only reason why I think it's going to be more of like the Eagles going to be running the ball and time possession, right? Like, I don't know if they give them enough opportunities to go downfield and score every single time they have the ball.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, I think it's much different than the Super Bowl.
I could see a team maybe two getting in the 20s, but nobody's getting in the 30s.
What's the total?
That's a good question.
You missed the number. You always have the numbers ready to go.
By the way, a little bit of news. Darren Sproles, done for the season.
Yeah, well, wasn't really thinking anything of
it. But it was weird, right? He's clear. He's done rehab. He's ready to go. He starts practice Monday after the bye week. And then all of a sudden, 3-4 days later, it's, Darren Sproles is done for the year.
Yeah, he's done.
So they have to bring in J.H.I. for a workout.
Listen, I'm fine with that. It brings good memories. Who knows? You know what? He only has to give him the ball a couple times a game.
Wait a minute. That's more of the universe talking.
It is the universe.
Because
I'm all about the universe.
They made the trade, Halloween? The year of the Super Bowl, where they won.
Yes.
And they bring him in the Friday before the rematch of the Super Bowl.
Dude, exactly.
See, I believe in the universe.
Exactly. Let's go to Mike and Delran. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, Mike?
Hey,
how
man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to hear
from you. That Boston accent is such a punch-in-the-face accent.
It is. It's a hate accent. Yes.
It makes me want to punch something. Hate that accent. Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Shut up. You know what? I'll take being a diehard Philadelphia area Eagles fan with one Super Bowl or parade I could have gone to than a team of six Super Bowls fraud phony fans like that. Anyway, sorry, I got all worked up. I really wanted to talk about Myles Garrett real quick before the Eagles stuff, man. That was because I watched a lot of sports. You watch a lot of sports, you know. I put up there like the Tyson biting Holyfield. The Malice at the Palace.
Yes.
And stuff like that. And this is probably the worst things I ever saw live. That last night, he shouldn't be able to play it down in the league again.
I know.
And it's a shame. Number one pick. He's a talent. He's a great player.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is nothing that can be said or done in the moments of any sport game that should drive you to want to kill a man. I mean, that swing was so ferocious.
It
not been like blocked up and just barely nipped him.
No, he could have hurt him bad.
Did you see his agent on national TV?
I know his agent said that they're going to that nothing's off the table, that there could be litigation.
Oh, absolutely, and you know what? And rightfully so. It was sickening to watch, and I even watching the replays this morning just made it even worse because it was just terrible, terrible. As far as the game this weekend, listen, nobody expects us to win. And if we do, cool. But it's not the end of the season for us. I feel like there's more pressure on the Patriots not to have an 0-2 skid, right? I can't remember the last time they lost two in a row, right? What we need to be worried about is just going in there playing our game. We pull out a win, we're in great shape. I think I heard the stat yesterday. We're like 67% chance to make the playoff if we win this game. The games that are going to matter is the Seattle and Cowboys games because the Dolphins, the Redskins, the Giants, we all assume are locks, right? I don't want to have to play Dallas in week 16 and make it be a make or break for the division. So we got to pull out this one or next week. I'm just going to enjoy watching the game. You know me. I got the Patriots fans' wife, right?
So Mikey.
I'm going to be hanging out at their in-laws' house. I'm going to go into the enemy's den, and I'm going to be chirping the entire game. It's going to be a good time.
Did you do me a favor, refresh my memory. Did you watch the Super Bowl with them?
My wife was 8 months pregnant because she couldn't drink anything, right? And I had way more Eagle fans, obviously, in my house than she had at our house, Patriot fans. And when Brandon Graham's strip sack happened, I thought she was going to divorce me. I was
Oh, man, I'm like, I might as well have thrown a beer at her. Like, she was out there.
That's awesome.
It was, yeah, it was probably, we've been together 6 years. That was the biggest fight that we ever had, I think, that night, man. It was pretty bad.
Oh, she was all salty. She was all salty. I love it.
But you know what? It's going to be a good time. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle Gilberts!
And then go Birds! Go Birds! Let's talk to Lizzie in Norristown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lizzie. How are you, Liz?
It's Rosie, but that's okay.
Rosie, I'm sorry. It says Lizzie on the screen. What do you say, Rosie? That's a great name, Rosie.
I want to thank you for talking about Baylor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm an alumni from a long time ago when they were terrible.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's awesome that they're doing so great, and it's awesome that Matt Rhule's there. He's done such a great job with them. And it's just great that people are talking about them because nobody nationally is talking about them. They're totally disrespected in the rankings.
Yeah, they
are. And it's just awesome that you guys are talking about them.
Well, I love Matt. Matt's a dear buddy. And so, you know, we really followed him closely when he went there. And it was so interesting because he could have went to Oregon, Rose, and
oh, yeah.
He decided to go to Baylor, and he felt like, you know, Baylor was this program that he could turn around and had been through all that mess and the sexual assault. It was awful, right? All the stuff that occurred under our trials. Yeah, it was disgusting, right? And he's
and we had all these friends who were calling me and texting me, and they're like, "What's up with this guy?" Because I mean, I live here and.
Yeah.
And being with Temple, and they said, you know, is it going to be any good? Because, of course, football in Texas is a big deal, no matter how old you are.
Right.
And I was like, he's great. You know, he's a really great guy. He's a great coach. But more importantly, you know, he's the type of guy that you want teaching these guys and getting them back to where they should be. And you know, the Big 12 is really competitive. And
yeah, it's just, good.
He's been great for them.
He's been terrific. And so we have Nick here, who is the engineer, and he's wearing the Oklahoma hoodie. I ordered him to take it off.
Go ahead.
Right? So that Oklahoma hoodie's on the back of his chair. I'm going to throw it in the dumpster with the crab shells.
Good. Tell him to get something green and gold.
That's it, Rosie. Great talking to you, Rosie. Can I get an Eagles chant from you, Rosie?
Sure. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right. That's great, Rosie. That was awesome. 610-632-0975. That's the number. 610-632-0975. Let's talk a little tomato pie. See, that's perfect for Sunday. It's my Sunday morning go-to nosh because I don't do the breakfast foods and I don't do the egg. I like the Corpolis tomato pie. That's delicious. You know, every once in a while we're there and you smell the tomato pie in the oven, comes out with rich tomatoes, the olive oil, the basil, the Lucatelli cheese over top. It's just a thing of beauty. And the beauty of the tomato pie is it's out all day, and you just pick while you're watching the games. Perfect Sunday morning breakfast, get ready for the games. And the Corpolis family has four locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. Since 1924, the Corpolis family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pie. That's it. Have your event catered by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. Your guests are going to be going nuts. Talking about how great the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. The great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorpolisBakery.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, welcome back. Chickies and Pete's. Love our Chickies and Pete's hanging out. Great spot. All right, listen, here's your, I want to give you the Friday Five coming up. But first, what's the poll of the day, my friend?
The poll of the day on at 975 middays. Kind of simple one, but it makes you think a little bit. For the Eagles to win Sunday, what will have to be the key reason? There's four options. Carson Wentz, he has to play elite. A strong ground game for the Eagles offense. The defense keeps Brady in check. And Doug Peterson outcoaches Bill Belichick. So the number one, and I want to get your answer for this, but the number one is Carson Wentz needs to play elite. That's getting 34% of the vote. The D keeps Brady in check is 28%. Strong ground game, which everybody yells for, is only 24%.
Really?
And then not a lot of confidence in Doug. Doug outcoaches Bill just 14%. And for all the people responding, all of the above, no bleep. Yes, all of the above needs to happen. What's the key one?
You shouldn't put none of the above. They're tweeting that back to you.
All the above. All of that needs to happen. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Right.
Thanks.
I get you. Yeah.
My light bulb went off.
Exactly. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Got a cold wife. Cans can warm her up. Special financing rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate. One news item, and actually two. Jordan Howard is not cleared for contact. He may not play Sunday. That would be a huge problem if he did not play Sunday.
And this is a stinger that happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man. This one caught me by surprise. They didn't really talk about it. They didn't talk much about it. And so this one's a little worrisome. You agree?
I totally agree because we keep on talking about it. Part of the...
I don't mean you agree. I mean, are you as petrified as I am?
Yeah, it concerns me. I'm not going to jump off the ledge yet. I'm still... Go Eagles. They're going to win. But it concerns me because part of the reason why I think they can play well against this Patriots team is what you've brought up today, yesterday, you name it, is a strong ground attack against this Patriots defense because they can be run on. And do I believe in just Miles Sanders? Do I believe in if J.I.J. does play this week, and we're trying to figure out if that's possible? If he does play Sunday, do I believe that J.I.J. wasn't played a snap all season, could just fit right in? I don't know. Is Boston Scott going to rush for 80-plus yards?
Well, we talk about Miles Sanders, and, you know, I mean, that's a huge deal. If there's no Jordan Howard, who's your big-time... That's your big time, you know, move the chains, grind it out guy. I'll tell you one thing. It would be awesome if, God forbid, he can't play, the Jai comes in and gives you like the, you know, like 100 yards, runs like a man possessed.
The J train.
Oh, my God.
Freshly fueled.
That would be unbelievable. What a story that would be. And the other one is, looks like Alshon's not playing. Which I kind of suspect, they've been talking about that. They're almost preparing you for that.
Right.
For him not to play.
This is all 12 personnel, every snap.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think that this game is going to come down to whether or not they can run the ball. I mean, it's easy. Like, not to be duh about it, but you got to control the clock, keep Brady off the field. You got to be able to run up the middle. It's got to be like the Green Bay game, at least from a run standpoint, or the Buffalo game, you know, or the Chicago game. They've done it against some good defense, Buffalo and Chicago, two real good defenses. They got to be able to do that. And now, you know, it's got to be Miles Sanders. I mean, it's his moment. It's a moment of the kids, right? Miles Sanders, Arthego Whiteside's going to get a chance. So if you need some, you know, it's going to be 3rd and 6. He's got to catch some first down balls. I mean, this is it. Don't you agree?
I agree. And here you go. Here's some more universe for you.
What do you got?
Maybe more touches for Boston Scott.
I told you, I don't mind Boston
Neither
Scott.
Do I, but against New England, Boston Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go. See? That's good. That's good universe stuff. I give you credit on that one. That's good universe stuff in a big way. That's what's on tap this weekend, brought to you by Pennsylvania Fine Wine and Good Spirits Stores. This November, celebrate with great spirits and savings, your local fine wine and good spirits store. All right, here's your Friday Five. You ready?
Yes, love the five.
And the winner gets the $100 premium gift card, whoever's the most clever at it. The first question is simply the super moment. And that's the super moment that you go back to, whether it's during the week of the game itself, thereafter, or the parade. It's personal. It's about you guys. It's your own story of the Super Bowl. Tell us that. The second question is this. If you're the 4-for-4 GM, so you're the GM of all four teams. You have one move to make. What is it? So you can make one move that you want. You could press the button on the one move. What is that move?
Now, let me ask you, a possible move? I mean, it can't be. Kawhi Leonard comes to the Sixers.
Yes, it's within reason.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not stupid. No, it's you know me. I don't like that stuff anyway. It's
gotta trade Ben for Kawhi.
Right, it's got to be realistic. But, you know, if you want to trade, somebody said trade Ben for DeMar DeRozan. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I understand why they say that. Give me, here's another one. Question number three. Give me, if Bill Belichick is the evil emperor, give me someone in sports who's on his level. So I need somebody that's on his level as the evil emperor. Question number four, I need you to play out the game. And then question number five, we always talk about what you believe is